This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Another bad driver, this woman a little younger. She's in the Port Charlotte, Florida area. She ended up calling 911 on herself. Why did she do that? Here's that story from NBC2.
The car Helton was driving veered off the road, barely missing some trees, and then ended up slamming into a woman's carport. Well, as you can see right now, that was once concrete, but it's now wiped away. And instead of that girl to stop, she reversed and took off.
I thought a bomb had gone off. His whole house shook and scared the daylights out of me.
The sound of a loud explosion after 10 p.m. Wednesday was Glenda Fleming's home being rocked.
Oh, very thankful. Very thankful. I was just... It could have been a whole lot worse.
The car this woman, Janika Helton, was driving, slammed into her carport, hit Fleming's car, smashing it into the home.
The car was a 2006. It only had 48,000 miles on it.
Of course.
And it had one scratch on it.
Of course.
And within seconds, it was gone.
Our cameras captured the tire marks Helton's car left behind. And after wiping out this concrete carport and totaling Fleming's car, Helen just reversed her car and took off.
She panicked.
That is a tiny little woman.
I reached out to Helton for her side of things.
Yeah.
She decided to let her 911 audio do the talking.
I was leaving a friend's house. I had drank three beers. I was lighting a cigarette, and I ran into somebody's concrete barrier, wrecked my car, and I drove home because I was scared.
Deputies showed up to Helton's home and arrested her.
If you had a message to that driver and all that stuff, what would you maybe say or something?
Well,
stop smoking.
And Helton has since bonded
Hope
out. She
die.
Is facing a charge for leaving the scene of a crash involving property damage.
That would have been amazing.
So what do you have to say to the lady that crashed your carport and ruined your car?
I think she can rot in hell.
Oh, cancer riddles her body.
She ruined my beautiful 2006.
Yeah, that thing was a 2006 with 46,000 miles on it and only one scratch. Now it's gone. I hope she's dead. Hope she gets AIDS cancer.
Oh my God, madam, that is that's
what
rough.
I hope. I hope it's a new thing. Mixes.
So you're just you're not one of the nice old ladies that just wishes her well and wishes her a road to recovery.
I hope she touches the wrong leaf and
I hope she falls into a scorpion pet.
Yeah.
Stung to death and then eaten.
Gets a fleshy new disease from a lake.
Slowly takes her limbs one by one.
Yeah. Kind of the first thing.
That's what I hope, anyway.
I hope a swarm of killer bees gets her.
Hope she's consumed by a puma.
I hope an alligator eats her legs out.
All right, madam. Well, thanks for your time.
I hope she falls into a fire pit, is badly burned, but survives, and then a puma eats her.
That's right.
So stop smoking wasn't a great
No.
As exciting as... It could have been.
That girl, like, sang like a canary, too. Like,
she did. I had about 17 beers at my friend's.
I love the amount of beers. I bet it's a funny thing for cops. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, the amount people say stuff like, you know, I only had, like, you know, one beer about 6 hours ago.
Right, exactly.
Whatever. And it's like, nobody had one beer six hours ago in the history of beer.
I think it's kind of like cops have a formula the same way guys have a formula when a girl tells them how many people they've slept with.
Right. Yeah, you times know? It by three.
Yeah, exactly. So it's probably something like that.
Yeah.
So if it's two beers 6 hours ago, that's actually...
Doing the math on her car, she drove less than 2,500 miles a year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That chick never
went
anywhere.
Well, it's only 2006.
2006 with 40,000 miles on it.
When you're old like that, you don't drive a lot.
Right. No. All I do is go down to the optical place.
My buddy, get her hair did.
My buddy, when he was 16, was given this car that his grandparents had. Mm-hmm. And it was like a giant, big, like giant old, I don't know, some boat of a car. And it was like gold.
Mm-hmm.
There was like no miles on it, but it was like 25 years old. But it was like getting a brand new car. He was like, it's like I went into a showroom in 1981 and bought a brand new car. Mm-hmm. That's the way it was.
I've had my car for almost 3 years. I only have 18,000 miles on it.
Really?
It's
Wow, you're like this broad.
You'll be this like broad. An old lady is what I'm saying. I'm going to crash into a coffee shop at any minute.
That's crazy. I have had my Renegade for not very long, and I got $3,100 already on it.
Whoa.
I'm about to put a new engine in my car.
Yeah.
Well, you drive very far.
You drive every day.
I haven't driven it that crazy.
122,000 miles on my Jeep.
Just always out.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, Andy, I'm sure you've never been to a Build-A-Bear factory in your entire life.
No.
But maybe, or maybe, this still won't even get you there, but they're debuting the Baby Yoda stuffed animal as people scramble to try and get their hands on toys based on the adorable character from The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
There's a little picture of it there. You can even buy the jammies and the jacket.
You can imagine seeing Andy at Build-A-Bear.
He's going to be a million of me there.
You think it'll be like a million Andys?
I think there's going to be a ton of fat bearded dudes there for the first time ever in Build-A-Bear's history.
Stella's
I mean, look at his jammies.
To go.
Look Stella. At his jammies.
I know.
Well, you know you can record a custom message that Baby Yoda can say to you, Andy.
He talks.
Maybe you all could go and you should...
Well, if we need to buddy up if we're going. I can't just go solo.
You can't go by yourself. No, it's, you can't go solo.
Stella has been begging to go to Build-A-Bear. I don't know
so
what she wants to build there.
You could go.
Let's make a video.
We could look like a, like a gay couple.
Well, please.
Oh,
Stella,
go.
Please.
You guys, go with your daughter
please.
To Build-A-Bear. You two.
Please. I'll do it.
You
two
gay fellas, go Build-A-Bear.
That's literally my only shot to get one of these little baby Build-A-Yodas. And like...
Oh my god, it'd be so funny.
It'd be the best video ever.
We will look like a gay couple.
We will.
And
especially, you don't even know how uncomfortable I can make things, Dave?
Chuck makes it very uncomfortable.
I'll just be like, yep, this is my lover.
I feel bad for Stella. Oh,
she's like, I'm not with these guys. They're embarrassing.
Yeah, that's the only thing. You'll see just how evil she could be.
Yeah, dude.
I better not ruin her experience.
It's a solid little Baby Yoda. I mean,
it's not bad, right?
It's like a solid one because, I mean, people were trying to recreate him, and then I knew there would be like cheap versions of it, but.
Yeah.
So Build-A-Bear, they held a big press conference yesterday. They said they're excited to share. They'll be one of the first companies to provide the digital and internet phenomenon that's trending higher than all the presidential candidates combined. The child, also known as Baby Yoda. Here's the thing about Build-A-Bear that I had no idea. You actually won't be alone. Half of their sales are to teens and adults. But they've seen a significant increase in adult shopping,
this is?
Seeking out products from like Lucasfilm and Warner Brothers and Disney.
It is adults, but I know like the kids' grandparents have gone in from time to time, and they will build a bear that they want to build for the
For a gift.
Gift. So like that type of thing happens there all the time. But my kids have definitely gone to Build-A-Bear and built something. You know, before...
Well, when they were little, my kids
When they were little, yeah.
So you could go and pretend that you were buying it for someone else.
But I mean, I know that's a... I think everybody know when I'm like, I'm holding Baby Yoda like I love him so much.
Like, do you want a bag for that?
You're no, I'm carrying him. No, he's never leaving my arms. I'd say...
I'll get you like one of those baby Bjorns.
I'd be like, I know it's weird. But leave me alone about it, all right? I need this.
You guys go to Build-A-Bear.
Look at his jammies.
Can we see this thing in color?
I want to see it in color before I commit to something.
Lisa sent me a picture sometimes, of him here, so I'll get to it.
But everybody hit me up about it. Oh, those are the real jammies.
Yeah, no, that's the real.
They might not have do they have a picture?
This is the one I found. Okay, I'll look it up here. I found a picture of it online.
How much do you think Build-A-Bear spent for that?
Dude,
rights to that.
A lot,
so baby. A lot. Build-A-Bear.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'll show you the actual picture. That's it there.
It's close. But you can see it's plush, right?
You could cuddle it.
Yeah, it's definitely.
That's all I wanted. You can cuddle it.
In bed. next yeah, to you.
That'll help bitties. Me with the ladies, right? When I put him in a little crib and I got him in the corner of my room and I check sure on him. Will. I put a baby monitor on him. Sure
baby monitor!
I got all that stuff.
Do you think you'd break into her like, hey, just to let you know, I've got a baby. I just want to be give you a heads up.
When you come into my bedroom, some things are going to happen, okay? You're going to see some stuff.
What would be hilarious is for a girl to be like, oh my God, he's a single dad. He's a single dad. Yeah. He's got a crib here. And like, oh my God, he's so responsible and everything.
He's got it together, this one.
Yeah. And then I'm like, it's Baby Yoda. I pull him out. I'm like, you want to see him? I'm like, he just woke up.
Yeah.
He just woke up. All right. Look at him. Baby Yoda, he's got, it's
I don't think it's that he's
all,
like this.
It's all about the jammies, dude. Those jammies.
Yeah, they got the jammies
that's
right.
Getting you?
I think he's too light though, isn't he?
He's a little bit too light.
That green, they didn't get the green right.
They gotta get the green
they
better.
Didn't get the green right.
No.
It's wild stuff, but I'd put him in one of those little floating cribs in my room.
Oh my God, that's so creepy.
Yeah. Very creepy.
I don't think it's creepy at all.
I mean, It'd be a tough sell to the ladies. I'd be like, don't sure mind. I'd be like, my baby's sleeping.
It would be tough.
Yeah.
Come on, Build the Bear. It'll be available in the next few months.
Come on.
Oh, you gotta wait.
I think don't make the announcement until you've got
it. Well, you know what? Take the few months. Get it right. Because I don't want a light green.
Yeah, no, get it all
like
right.
Like a seafoam green or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I don't want them to be seafoam green.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like Jason shirt.
They're close. Those little jammies.
The jammies really gotcha.
The jammies are pretty good.
I mean, I'd kick it up a notch so hard, too. I'd be like, you want some soup?
Oh, my God. Okay, then that's worrisome.
Oh, if it came with a little wooden bowl.
Was he come in a little floating goddamn crib? Oh, my Jesus.
This is the 11-inch plush that Mattel's making.
Nope.
And it does come in a little.
Yeah, but it doesn't move.
No, yeah. I get Build-A-Bear is right there. They're right almost got it.
Yeah.
They're right they're almost close. Got the closest thing you can have to a Baby Yoda. Because I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I hope someday, like, all my YouTube and all these things take off so that I can have $2 million so that I can just get one of these puppets.
Yeah. You just want a real Baby Yoda.
Maybe I can buy it. Well, no, because it'd be even more expensive after the show ends. But I want to figure it out.
So that's what you want in your Renegade.
Need my Renegade and then the closest thing to a real Baby Yoda that I can get. And then
so
I'm set.
I don't know if you've ever done this, but they make you pick out a heart and then you make a wish on it and you sew it inside your doll when you build a bear. What would your wish
they
be?
They made it creepier than I ever could then. Jesus Christ.
Every builder has a heart in it?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, you pick out a heart, you make a wish on it, and then they put it inside.
Do you have to do that, or can you pass on that? I'm going to pass on that.
You put the heart wish on there, then you know what I'd wish for, and I'd kiss Baby Yoda on his little forehead, and I'd be like, come to life.
Like Pinocchio.
Come to life.
You're Geppetto. You're modern day Geppetto.
Oh my God, if it came to life.
Dude, if it came to life, I'd be like, James, not you!
All right, well, Chuck and Andy hopefully go to Build-A-Bear in the next couple of months and make a video.
We should make a video because I will. And I'll act like your husband.
I know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll act like your wife.
Goodness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Off to California now for another story. The Highway Patrol officials say they receive reports of a girl signaling for help from the backseat of a car, holding up a sign saying, help me, she's not my mom, help.
It could just be Stella.
It could just be Stella because that's exactly what happened. It was just a prank. Chuck, please don't let Stella do this to you. Help,
no,
he's not my dad.
Yeah, no, I live in fear. She calls me Charles, so.
This happened about 5 in the afternoon the other day. Officers received reports of a girl in the backseat of a moving vehicle holding up a piece of paper that read, "Help me." The car was initially reported to be on Highway 99 in South Sacramento. Officials eventually located the car on Highway 99 near 8 Mile Road in Stockton. They made what they called a high-risk stop.
Oh, what they do, they pit maneuvered the thing?
Officers said the girl's mother pulled the car over. They were able to speak with her. That's when the officers found out the girl was just joking and made it all up. She thought it was just a funny thing to do. The mother had no idea what her daughter was doing.
Mm.
And the officers did let them leave. They wrote online, though, "This is a reminder that parents need to be aware what the children are doing in the back seat at all times. 6 units had to be assigned to this call."
Wow.
"To do a high-risk stop on this vehicle." What's a high-risk? I do want to know what a high-risk stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like spike strips?
I mean,
what are you doing? Just trying to pull them over first.
I feel like it's probably, it was like a bunch of officers responding.
That's it.
Something like that.
Yeah. Like it's a high risk, so they couldn't waste any time. They were like 6 cruisers there.
Like they're thinking it's a kidnapping in progress or something.
Yeah.
So they're sending like all units available to stop them, would be my guess.
Yeah.
I feel like you wouldn't throw spike strips down if somebody, you know, unless they started fleeing.
Unless they took off
quickly.
Yeah.
It's not a prank I would ever think of as a kid.
No, or, see, that's the difference, though. We all would have been killed by our parents, right?
Yeah. If I had,
never. Because my dad would have killed me. The Breister would have killed Chuck.
Yes.
I got to start talking to, because what my sister and I would do in the back seat, we'd on the glass.
Yep.
And then write help.
Yeah. Oh, that's messed
up. And then I remember getting a very, very stern lecture.
Oh, man.
It might have even been a reach around the back seat and a little spanking.
Yeah. No, my dad had a baseball bat in the car. And it was a mini bat that the Tigers gave away. And it was...
Are you okay? Are you having a flashback?
You need some therapy?
It was dented with
the legs of
children. Nope, you couldn't do a thing.
Like a legendary disappearing
device. Oh my god!
I couldn't imagine doing this to my dad just because he would be like, "Now you do need help."
Those bats were like shiny when you got them. My dad's car baseball bat was like all of the finish was gone.
He had a beaten bat that he just carried with him in the car in case you guys got out of control.
He was able to drive, turn it around backwards, stick it through the middle part of the seat, and then just indiscriminately hit things, flail it, bashing ankles to oblivion. You'd take a shot on the outside of your ankle on that ankle
bone,
and you were done. Ooh. You were done.
Oh, yeah, that would hurt.
You were done.
He knew that. It's like that Star Wars shot.
Yeah.
Rope.
Yeah. One in a million.
Oh, it's over.
But that's why I've said, obviously, I'm not a big fan of child abuse, but a decent amount of fear.
Yeah.
Is good. It keeps kids in line.
You can't do that these days.
No, you can't beat them with a bat. I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm just saying I knew. My dad didn't have to beat me with a bat.
Yeah,
I knew that he would kill me if I did something like this.
That's just it. My dad operated solely on fear. We never got into it just because I just always, from the time I was born.
Yeah,
because
you were like, if it ever gets to the, we're getting into it, you're dead.
Dude, he's a trained killer.
Right.
He's a trained killer, and I knew that from a very young age.
Yep.
And I saw him do things that were just terrifying. Like I'd get like a PlayStation or something for Christmas, and then I saw him hook it up, and it didn't go his way. And I tell you, it was quite apocalyptic. And I was just like, Jesus,
well, so much for the PlayStation.
Yeah, it's like, holy smokes!
By the way, people are clarifying that a high risk stop, it's guns drawn. Officers behind their doors demanding the person out of the car on the floor. They generally have to walk backwards towards the police car with the hands in the air. That's a high risk stop.
I thought there was like kidnapping or something.
Yeah.
Help.
Imagine
when you guys grew up, did you guys have like a certain seat in the car? Like that was your seat. So, like,
Well, I mean, it was just me, right?
Well, because the way, every time I remember, it was always like, so me and my sister and my brother. My brother obviously is the littlest one, so he was in the middle. I was always on the left, right behind my dad driving. Because my sister was always in the clear when it came to the old baseball bat.
She was too far away.
Well, he never bothered with her.
He's not going to do that to her.
No, it's a girl. He never bothered. He would just stick it over on my brother and my side and start whacking it around until we were both like, you know, writhing in pain.
You guys were like hobbled.
Oh.
It's usually the boys.
Well, it was us doing everything,
Yeah, my dad never laid a finger on me, but he just never had to.
Right.
Just because I was like, well, if you're one and done with that, if he ever does.
Yeah.
My dad, the one time I told you, my dad never laid a finger on me. That one time he tried to hit me, and he karate chopped right through the ladder on my bunk beds.
Yeah.
And that stopped him from hitting me.
Yeah.
But then that's it, right? Yep. That sent the message it needed to send.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad was very scary. He was a scary dad. He was a very scary dad.
But there needs to be a little bit of fear.
Yeah, he overdid it with the fear, my dad, now that we're doing like a therapy session.
Now that it's all coming out.
Checking on your childhood every few months.
Yeah, it was. There's a lot of reasons I'm here doing comedy.
Yeah. You know, all of us.
My dad could just, scary. It was just a look. He could just give me a look and I knew, ooh, I better stop it.
My dad was just pretty pissed off most of the time.
Yes.
Like 80% of the time, he was just furious. When nobody did anything, he was just piping hot.
Yeah.
So if you did something that put him over the edge, I don't even know what would have happened. Mm.
When I also had the realization my dad had to flee Ireland because of the trouble, I realized I shouldn't mess with him, right?
Yeah.
He could blow my car up. You never know. Carrie's in St. Clair Shores. Go start your wee car, David. Carrie, how you doing?
Ripcord. Good. Yeah, I was listening to your car bat story there, and I just wanted to share with you that years ago, somebody threw out a garden hose, one of those flat garden hoses that got like a leak in it or something like that.
Yeah.
My mom had about 50 pieces, 1 foot pieces, and if we got a little lippy or something like that, we'd just swat with that hose, and it stung like you wouldn't believe.
Yep. Oh my God, like a mini rubber whip.
Yeah. That would hurt you like a mother effer. Someone said, I was lighting fireworks one time, and a lady called the cops, said me and a buddy were shooting guns. We got pulled over, guns drawn, ordered out of the car. All we were doing was lighting M80s. I thought we were going to die, though. Nowhere did they see a gun or anything of the sort. Idiot lady almost got a shot.
Yeah.
Six guns drawn on us.
Yeah, me and my buddies had guns drawn on a school project.
Holy smokes.
Because we had cap guns and we were like filming like it was like a gang related scene. Mm. And the cops rolled up on us, guns drawn, told us to get down. We're like, yes, we've just got cap guns. But some old lady almost got us killed.
I'm like thinking back now to like my childhood, and I think that my dad knew what he was doing. Like, because we would take me out when I was very young, and he would shoot groundhogs from like 3 miles away.
Yeah.
And he'd have like the clicky scope.
Yeah.
And practice like all his sniper stuff.
Yep.
And I was just like, whoa. You just watch him assassinate these groundhogs. Like, yeah. And then we'd roll up on the bodies.
Hmm.
I was like, I'm six. This is intense.
Yeah. Like, boy, I think it was all mine.
He was like, yeah, you know,
you can run.
That's what I do to a cute little furry creature of the wild.
Yeah. Don't mess with me, kid.
What do you think I'm going to do to you?
Someone said, I flipped off a funhouse camera mirror at the fair. My dad grabbed my finger when I got out of there, got in my ear, and yelled quietly. Well, the quiet rage was enough that he broke my middle finger.
Oh, jeez.
He felt so bad, but we still laugh about it to this day.
Huh.
Another one said, my dad's 6'4" police officer. Man, he was so scary with his giant mustache and his dark sunglasses in the 80s. He spoke, and I swear the ground shook.
Yep. Yeah. I must sound like a little bitch.
You don't instill fear, Chuck.
I mean, I feel like I should. I feel like some of the things, like I'm cut from the same jib as my father.
Yeah.
You never know.
My daughter is like... tougher than both of us put together.
Oh my God.
It's also like you said, like with your sister, wasn't just.
Yeah, that's it.
With a daughter.
It's so crazy to have your daughter be the one that's the tough one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Because I'm like, I can't do anything to stop you, but buy you a stuffed animal.
He's got you outgunned.
Yeah. Well, someone asked this question, which is interesting. Now that we're older with our own families, can your dad still give you that look to strike fear into you? Do you think the Brister could still give you a look that would scare you, Chuck?
My dad's terrifying, even to this day.
Your dad is not terrifying.
My dad. You haven't seen my dad mad. People don't understand. Like, I've had to pull my dad back.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
At the baseball diamond.
I pulled my dad back from trying to fight a guy in a car, right?
Right. I mean, it's, no, like, and this is the thing.
But you're not afraid of him.
Well, no, there was a point in my life where I picked my dad up and threw him. And then everything changed.
Yeah.
But we were just screwing around. But right. He was like, boy, I can't believe you picked me right up and threw me there.
It's hard to picture the Brister like that because when I met him, he was like so easy. Like, just
Everybody, that's the thing. Like, most people have only met retired Brister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he's a lot
he's a different man. Just it set him free. Factory Brister was just like your dad.
Yeah, just
he had a chair where you let him sit in the chair. You didn't say a God blessed word to him.
Yeah.
Until there was like at least a couple hours went by.
Yeah.
That's funny. My dad was the same.
Yeah.
He had to have his dad time when he got home.
There was like that.
I knew not to mess with him.
Oh.
Someone said Stella is going to inherit that little bat from your dad. She'll be hitting you in the back.
Oh my God.
Soon.
Hers is pink. She's got a pink one.
That is funny. Like, retired Brister is. He's just, he's fun. He rolled up on a golf cart and was just like, Andy.
Yeah.
And he's like just the nicest guy to my kids.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just
so. My parents are totally different now than when they were younger.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, they just mellow out.
I think about it. Like, my dad was like 21 when I was born. So, like, when all this stuff happened, he was like in the middle of his 20s. So he was just an animal, like ex-Marine, like pissed.
Yeah.
He's got a fat little curly-headed kid. He's probably he's like, oh, God, I screwed the pooch. You know, I was like, no wonder he was pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, that's crazy.
Keith is with us from Rhode Island. Hey, Keith, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We're talking about the fear that our dads instilled in us. You had a comment.
Yeah, when I was like 7 years old, I was eating a massive bowl of SpaghettiOs. He must have poured like 3 cans into it just thinking that he would finish whatever I didn't eat. I was watching TV at the foot of his bed, and it was on a TV tray. And when I laid back on the bed, my legs kicked out, and it spilled this like salad bowl of SpaghettiOs on a cream carpet.
Ooh. Ooh.
And it just made this huge red stain on the carpet. And for a solid 30 seconds, I didn't know how to clean it. I didn't know what to do to wipe it up.
Oh my God.
And he never had to like hit me or anything, but I was just staring at this stain on the carpet like, oh God, what do I do? And he was in the shower and he heard the bowl hit the ground.
What's up, boy? How the rock is out there?
And I just heard him from the shower. What was that noise?
Oh no.
And I was like, oh God. Oh. And then he gets out and the look in his eyes when he sees me and then sees the bowl, and then just a blood stain on the carpet. I honestly thought I was dead.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything for like a solid minute.
That's how you know.
He knew. Yeah, he knew he had to have some restraint, right?
Silence. Silence is probably the thing that works the most on my kids is just the silent stare.
Yeah.
When they realize, oh.
I just didn't even test it.
No, I know. Not me either, really. Maybe once when I was like 16.
And that's it. That's my one test when he karate chopped the ladder.
Yeah.
That was my one test, and it made me never test again.
Oh.
Yep. And Mike here has a comment before we move on. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
He was just itching to kill.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing okay, thanks.
Penis, balls.
Balls.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So, my father, he's always been a real scary guy. You know, he's... really commands authority, real assertive kind of guy. He's been doing like rough carpentry for about like 20-something years, you know. Real tough fella. And he came downstairs one day screaming at me about something. You know, that was scary enough. But he, when he left, he slammed my bedroom door so hard that he actually pulled the door through the frame the other way. And I like wedged it.
Yeah.
And, like, I went to walk around to like, you know, like go out of my room and the door was stuck. Smashed through the other direction. I was like, well, you know, that kind of settles that. I'm just going to go ahead and do whatever he tells me to do.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. They just need to show you a little bit of their power before you decide you're not going to mess with them again.
Yeah.
So that girl's lucky that she held a sign up in the back of the car saying, help, this is not my mom, please help. She's lucky that she's still with us today.
Yeah, she didn't have the fear of her mom.
Yeah, no. She did not.
My dad was just itching to take her life.
Now, I will say this. If there was one person I was not afraid of at all,
Your mom, me too.
Was my mom.
Oh my God, absolutely.
She would try.
Yeah.
But I would just laugh.
She's such a sweet lady.
Yeah. I'd just laugh. Like, mom.
Yeah, my mom was exactly the same.
But then she'd say, Brian!
You're like, oh, God.
Uh-oh. That was then scary. You worry. Then it was scary.
All right, nothing says, yep, you can trust this guy with a kid like this. There's a 40-year-old guy named David Ostrom from Kansas. He has been in a custody battle with his 38-year-old ex-wife, Bridget, from Des Moines, Iowa. David has apparently been very frustrated with Bridget and her attorney, so he's proposed that they settle things in a new way. He wants to have a Japanese sword battle. Whoever wins the duel wins.
He wants to kill his ex-wife.
He wants to Game of Thrones it.
I wish I was the monster you think I am. I wish I had enough poison for the whole pack of you. I would gladly give my life to watch you all swallow it. And I know I'll get no justice here. So I will let the gods decide my fate. I demand a trial by combat.
That's what he wants.
Amazing.
Trial by combat. David says he wants to meet his ex-wife and her attorney on the field of battle. He just asked that the court give him 12 weeks lead time to source or forge Japanese sword.
Well, congratulations to his ex-wife, because he just blew it all, huh? Custody.
He's never getting those kids.
You are.
He had a lawyer draw up the papers. The lawyer was probably, you sure you...
I'm sure you want
to
do this.
I pay you money to do my bidding, do I not?
You do, but...
Draw up them Japanese fighting papers.
I got to tell you one more time before I do this, I don't recommend trial by combat it is.
Samurai
sword. We're gonna see how it goes. Here you go. You want to forge a what kind of sword? I'm typing it up right now.
Katana.
You want a katana sword.
Yes.
All right. And how much forging time are you requesting?
Well, it should take 6 years.
It should, yes, for a fine quality
12
one.
12 weeks may be reasonable.
12 weeks. All right, I'm putting it in here.
I saw one on TV at night late.
Yeah, you don't want those will break, though.
I just need it for one swipe.
All right, trial by combat. It's a motion to trial by combat. I've never seen anything like it. We'll see how it goes.
Now, it is hard to tell if he's serious or not. On one hand, he says he proposed it because, quote, I met my ex's lawyer's absurdity with my own. On the other hand, he researched dueling legislation to back up his case. So
You can do it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So he's on the Google. He's like, yeah, bitch.
What state am I in?
That stupid bitch. I hope there's trial by combat.
Oh, my God. I can do it.
Japanese sword battle it is.
Eureka.
Wow. It is. What a crazy thing that at one point you were allowed... Because
settle things that way?
Well, yeah, because they would say, well, whoever wins, like, God was on their side. Everything was about, like, if God was on your side.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Duels are funny to me. Like, duels back in the day, like, you'd just be, like, walking around. Some guy was, like, dancing to some weird, like, harpsichord music.
You're like, get outside.
And then he, like, knocked a drink out of somebody's hand, and he's like, ah. All right, a battle to the death it is.
Yeah.
One of us isn't going home.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot you with a bullet.
Yeah. That was normal. That was like a Tuesday night.
I just did it a lot. I liked a duel.
That's why any of us who are alive, it's amazing that we're alive, just because all the different ways, like your ancestors could have been killed in a random duel, trial by combat, boiled in a pit.
And the more feminine their dress, the more they wanted to duel. It was always the dudes in buckles in their shoes, and had leggings and...
Yep.
Wee hats?
Yeah, little hats and just golden, beautiful, curly locks.
They're flashy.
Yeah. A little tutu on.
Yeah, they'd have a neck tutu.
Yeah.
One of those.
They'd have a matching real tutu.
Yep, he's like, look.
I got all of it.
He's like, I'll kill you in my dress.
Up next, a story of a cat with major balls. This cat held his ground against 3 coyotes.
Well,
Jesus. Well, a cat's mean.
The video's crazy, and you can see it at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you'd like to check it out. But here is the story of this cat.
Is that the cat?
That's the cat that fought off 3 coyotes. Take a listen to this report.
Is he cute? Yep.
Come here, Bobo. You can come out.
Yeah, yeah. Is he cuddly? Without a doubt. Okay. But make no mistake, this is the face of a warrior.
Oh, he's a killer.
My husband and I were watching a movie right here, and all of a sudden we see this kind of shadow of a tail.
Max, the Highland Park house cat, earned his keep and his catnip Wednesday night when he came face to face with a trio of vicious coyotes.
So we walk outside and we see 3 coyotes just completely surrounding him.
Maya Guerin, a self-described cat lady, was shocked to see her little fur baby inches away from becoming dinner. She scared the coyotes
off, but
it wasn't until she checked her security camera footage and saw this that she realized the epic battle that took place right in her backyard.
He's like,
I couldn't believe it. We're still shocked. It was 2 days ago, and we still are still shocked.
The odds were stacked against
They would have got
3 large coyotes circling in on our little feline hero, but Max, wasn't going down without a fight.
He's always been crazy. Like, if this were to happen with any cat, it would be him.
So how has life changed since his heavyweight title? Well, Max's days as outdoor cat are over.
You don't see videos like that. You see them getting eaten. And it could have just been so different. And we're really lucky.
But he still looks out longingly at his former domain, perhaps mulling over his time as the big cat on the block.
If you wanted to hire a bodyguard, maybe consider Max.
Oh, yeah. Let's start at like $25 an hour. I'll hire him out.
It's like he's saying, come at me, bitch. Come at me.
I am Max.
I'll never forget.
And you're about to make a mistake.
Yeah. So like when I had Anku, my Doberman, he was in the backyard one day and this cat jumped over like a big 6-foot wood fence, jumped over it, came down, and it was all of a sudden in my yard. And Anku was like, oh my God. Thank you. You've made a mistake. And he ran at this cat, right, backed it right into a corner, and this cat was just like, what? And Anku is a vicious Doberman. And he was like, oh, son of a bitch! Oh, my God! Go away! Like, oh, my God! Oh, my face! It is so sore! Oh. This cat beat the F out of my Doberman. It didn't know what to do. It didn't know what to do.
Bitty Jean Green's funny when she's around dogs, and dogs, like, she's never been around, like, real mean dogs, but even any sort of dog, like, she asserts her dominance right away. Like, they'll get up to smell her and see what she's up, and she's like, pap, 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 pap.
Yeah.
And the dog's like, oh, God.
That's exactly what
cats are vicious
psychopaths.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Because when you watch a cat, you realize they're just a mini tiger.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Lisa just yesterday tweeted a thing about a cat doing parkour. Did you see that cat?
No.
Superheroes.
It's crazy. So the cat was walking down the street with its family and heard something behind it and turned
video crack
but
me off
flipped
yesterday.
Over. Oh my God, you should see this. I'm going to look up Lisa's Twitter here so you can see the video I'm talking about. Okay, here we go. Look, watch this cat. So, walking normally, just with the family.
Gotta hear the music with it, too.
Oh, yeah, okay, hold on, let's get the music. Flips over.
Look at
the cat. Sees the car, it's like, oh, it's just a car. And then it's fine. Is that crazy?
Like, it heard something behind it, so it ninja flips.
Yes.
And it's in... It's in position to kill behind it. just a car. Car. All right, let's go.
Great.
That music's awesome.
Cats. Raiden.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Rue Kang, Sub-Zero.
I like the account's name. Mr. Meow.
Mr. Meow.
I love that account.
Dude, that was sweet. Yeah, Bitty's has chased off dogs that were, like, sniffing at her. And, like, she almost... I saw her have an awakening once of her power as a cat.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, I'm going to try it. Pip, pip. And then she was like,
they are weapons.
They're as mighty as I imagined.
Yeah.
I'll shred
Oh,
but Don Perlione would have definitely taken. Oh, would have had the. God. He's probably fought when he was alive. Probably fought off a bunch of coyotes.
Oh God,
he's such a badass.
I don't doubt it.
His trail of death.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
was incredible.
Listen, like Lisa talks now about like all of the different things that like live in her backyard. Nothing used to live in her backyard when Don Perlione was there. Nothing.
He escorted
there.
Everyone off the property.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah,
get off my property.
Other cats would come around.
Oh.
And Don Perlione was like,
oh, he'd be like, let me out there.
He's just being disrespectful right now.
I'm telling you, it was like some kind of
legend.
You know,
yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
He was legendary. There was nothing that lived. But no bunnies. At least you didn't see bunnies running around.
Bunny massacres. You just leave bunnies.
Oh,
like,
my God.
One day he had a bunny massacre. It was like tons on my porch.
Yeah, you would bring him home. Like, I brought you some gifts. Brought you a few gifts.
It was horrible, really.
You're a good mom. I wanted to give you some stuff. Taking care of me, putting food out and all that. I got you 100 rabbits.
Yeah, I killed 100 rabbits today. I killed 25 birds yesterday.
I was like, stop it. Stop. Please.
You don't like that? It's a gift. What are you freaking
out for? It's got all of its insides still.
I mean, perfect rabbits. 100 of them. I slayed them like a...
Oh,
He was a stone cold killer.
Yeah,
no doubt he would have had those.
Well, like, he had a gladiator name.
Maximus.
Like honestly, yeah, like he had a real life gladiator name. Mm-hmm. Like he was built for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Maximus.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.